Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into the studio a good friend of ours, David Farnborough. He is a broker associate realtor with Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. David, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me, James. It's nice to be here. I'm very familiar with the studio. Know you, of course, been on your show previously. And it's nice to be following in the footsteps of my friend J.R. Seward, who was here for many years.
We really enjoyed working with J.R., working with Lindsay, and getting our community so well informed on this topic. And we appreciated the time with them. Looking forward to a new chapter with you and being able to learn more about not only the industry, but about you yourself and finding out your takes on the real estate and the numbers you can bring us and everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun, David, and really appreciate you and our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors being with us and working with our station. If you don't mind, I think a really good place to start is the topic you suggested. It's a really good one, David. When is the best time to sell your home? This seems like one of those things that we talk about it right now, and it might change next month. It may be different a month after that. Is that the way that this kind of question can go sometimes?
Absolutely. And it is a conversation that realtors have all the time with people. One of the things that you will find is that a lot of realtors, sometimes myself included, will say, right now is the best time to sell your home. Well, of course, we would say that, wouldn't we? Because we want your business. Sure. But it's worth looking at what would be the difference if you wanted to sell in a few months' time, if you wanted to sell in a year. And to do that, we have to know a little bit about how the market is working. But the other thing that's really important is what's going on in your own life. Mm. So we usually find that most people's decision to move home, they're usually not just buying or selling real estate as an investment. Most of people's decision is based on the changes in their life. Mm. So they could be first-time buyers moving out from their parents, or they could be people who are fed up with renting and now's the time to send that money to your mortgage instead of to your landlord. You could be having another baby, so you want to get a bigger home. You could be downsizing because you're empty nesters, or you could be looking for something all on one level because you've got to the age where you don't want to do the stairs anymore. Mm. So there are lots of things that drive a decision to buy and sell, and most of them are not financial. Most of them are life changes.
Yeah, I've never really thought about that before, even though I've been privy to it with my parents and such, and my grandparents, my nan and papa. They have a beautiful house in Rome they love. They were going to die in that house, and then they got a little older and realized, I don't like two floors, and so they moved to Grand Rapids and everything. So I've seen and experienced some of this, but I've never thought about that before, how integral that is to this. I wonder if some people out there listening hear that and start thinking, well, I wasn't thinking about selling. Maybe now is a good time, because I don't think a lot of people might think of that stuff from time to time.
Right. And we will talk about the financial bit in a moment. But one of the things that people sometimes do is they put off a house sale or a house move because they think that something will be different in a year's time. And sometimes all that changes in a year's time is that your need to move becomes more urgent because you've had that baby and now you really need that extra bedroom, or because you now can't manage the stairs at all and you've had to put a bed in one of the downstairs rooms. So sometimes when those life changes happen, you need to make the decision sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something too. Time waits for nobody. So things happen that often, more than often, when we're not planning on them. And maybe that bum hip gets even worse a year from now, something like that, as far as being on a one floor or any of the references you made there. It's a really good point about being certainly taking your time, going by your speed to this, but also being on point with it and being aware of it and how quickly you should act on these things.
Right. And when you do decide to sell your home, you have to take into account things like how long it's going to take to get the home prepared for sale, and also how long it's going to be on the market. There are various things that you have to do to prepare. So you might be downsizing your possessions. In some cases, you might want to do a little bit of work on your home, just to make sure you maximize the potential of it. Sometimes you want to do staging. And there are ways that if you talk with your realtor can help you facilitate that and can help you get the maximum result for your efforts.
So many people out there are hearing this and are in situations where maybe they are not they are not at a point where they're going to sell their home, but they may be looking at it and thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to, this is the last home I'm ever going to own. I don't know if this is the home I'm going to die in, if I could be blunt. So when it comes to that, you are immediately thinking of, if I do sell it, how can I make a better investment out of this? And some of the things that you've touched on there about improvements or things, I think those are good notes. Even to somebody who may not thinking of selling right now, they may be eventually. And that's a really good point to make. It's one of the few investments we have in our lives that is so versatile, you know, where we buy a home for this, and if we do this and this with it, it can oftentimes be sold for even more.
Yeah, and there are a lot of ways that your realtor can help you do that. So, for example, getting an accurate valuation, that is really important. And we've all been online and seen what the value of our home might be on Zillow or something like that. And to a certain extent, those digital tools are really useful because they are very comprehensive in scraping data from all sorts of sources. So they look at how many bedrooms the previous sale record shows that house has. They look at the tax records. They look at maybe the amount it sold for previously and how much the homes in the area have gone up in value. But what those online estimates don't do is go into your house and have a look around. So really, if you want to know what potential there is in your home, you need to get a realtor in to give you a evaluation and a market analysis. Your realtor will see the condition of your home and they will be able to say how that compares with homes that are currently on the market. So it might be that your home maybe needs a bit of updating, mm-hmm. and sometimes they can give you advice as to ways to do that updating that aren't going to cost you an arm and a leg. Mm. The other thing that realtors can do when they look around a home is they can see how the house is actually presented. So on paper, it might be a 3-bedroom home, but when they go there, they see that actually there's a 4th bedroom in the basement. Obviously, they'll be able to advise on whether that is legally able to be described as a bedroom or whether we have to call it a bonus room, as we do sometimes when there's no egress window. But it would be something that would not necessarily be reflected in the documents. So all of that will be missed out of any online digital valuation. So if you get a realtor in there, the realtor can look at the home, can give you a good idea of what the value is likely to be, maybe give you some suggestions on how you can best present it for sale. That may involve only a few minor tweaks just to make it look more contemporary, and can also often put you in touch with a home stager and with other contractors who can do the work at a minimal cost and maximize your return.
There's so many things too, David, that seem to come up in the spur of the moment, or you're not thinking of it going into it, but you have another person there, you get talking, and oh, I thought of this, or oh, I meant to bring this up. And you can't do that with a computer. You can't do that with a lot of online stuff. But when you have an actual broker or realtor in the build, in your home with you, and you're able to talk these things out, and they're able to kind of shine a light on certain things for you that you may not know. This is their game. This is their industry. They know this inside and out. Then there's no way that we, as you know, just as homeowners can know half of what you guys do. So bringing that in, giving that opportunity, it not only is going to help you, but it may give you more information than you even realize you need it.
Absolutely right. And sometimes also a realtor is able to take a step back from something that you are very emotionally vested in. Sometimes when it's the home that you've brought up your family in, or it might be your family home, your parents' home, you will be able to see it only in that way. But what your realtor is thinking is, this is something that I want to make appeal to somebody new. People will want to put their own stamp on it. The intention usually is to try and depersonalize it to some extent. Mm-hmm. You want it still to feel like a home, but maybe you don't want to have all the family photos up so that when a potential buyer comes in, they think of it as somebody else's home rather than the potential home they could be living in.
It seems like a tricky part to navigate. It'd be really helpful, and it is really helpful, I imagine, having a realtor there, having somebody who's done this before, understands that kind of thing. It's a delicate line to balance, I would imagine. And you bring up, I think, a really important point here, David. That something that I've thought about in years past, and I've never really had an opportunity to bring up and ask before. But when it comes to your home value, I imagine that for most people, if you've been living in it for a long time, it feels like an extension of you. It feels an appendage almost. It's a part of you, and you love your home. So your value, your personal value of your home might be higher than it actually is. Or it could be the opposite of that. Well, this old thing, I've lived here for years. This couldn't be a thing. And then you find, no, actually, you got some really nice property there. You're on some good land, and you're in a good location. There's so many factors that can play into this. I imagine just being able to go to you guys alone with a question like that, and you get a real answer.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes the value isn't what people expect, because the sources for information, sometimes people do go online. Sometimes they look at the house next door, which sold. Mm. But in almost all cases, the house next door is not identical to yours. They may have an extra bedroom, or you may have an extra bedroom. Or one thing that makes a big difference in value is an extra bathroom, or an extra garage stall. All those things can make significant differences, even though the house may look the same from the outside. Mm. What we find with values generally is that they are going up. They're going up in the city of Wisconsin Rapids and in all of the surrounding municipalities. Mm. And I did prepare a few stats before I came here. I said we'd come to the financial side. So in 2022, I'm actually looking year on year from March 2022 to 2023. Mm. We actually saw an 11% increase in home prices, the average home price in the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
Wow. Mm.
Now, you think that's really great. That's a great return on investment. But you have to compare that with the 8.3% inflation that we had during that year. If we look at the last financial year, say March 23 to 24, we've got a 6% increase in value. Now, you might think, oh, that's come down quite a lot. But actually, again, we've got 3.4% inflation, so you're still looking at just about 3% above the rate of inflation.
Mm.
So what this means is two things. Your homes are still going up in value, so there's no crash as far as anyone's concerned coming. Mm-hmm. There's no big risk in investing in real estate, but your homes are not going up maybe as much as people think. Mm. So sometimes people are saying, wow, 11% increase in a year, that means that it's a terrific investment.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is it's just a little bit more than inflation, which is probably what you want.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So when it comes to interest rates right now, I'm thinking of selling. I know that we see a number of national stories and everything. I always like to make sure to mention this when it comes to that. That's nothing against those reports, but always keep in mind that that when it comes to real estate, it's all a local business. It's all a local industry. And the numbers are going to vary from county, from city, and all of that. So to your point about interest rates, right now does seem like a very good time in this area to be selling.
Absolutely right. Yes, interest rates are still fluctuating. We haven't seen big swings in the last few months. And when you talk to forecasters, some will tell you that they're expecting slight increases or slight reductions. So the question that people sometimes ask is whether we need a big drop in interest rates to stimulate the housing market. Mm. We don't. We have a lot more buyers than we have sellers. We don't need any additional buyers. So the extra buyers that we're going to get from an interest rate reduction will not help to sell your home.
Mm. It's an important note to mention. That's really good to know. We're speaking again with David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker's here at Realtors. And David, we're getting close to wrapping up here towards the end. One of the things that I wanted to get into with you, if you had anything else you wanted to cover, we'll go to it, certainly. But the common misconceptions that you do run into in this position.
Well, there's probably three that I see a lot. And the first one is that property prices have been doing well, therefore a big crash must be coming. Mm-hmm. We did see a boom in the 80s and 90s, and that was followed by a crash. But that was really for reasons that don't apply now. We had a lot of subprime mortgage lenders really giving people too much money to spend on houses, and that really created an artificial price increase that later the air was let out of that, and we had the crash. We're not going to see any crash now unless we have something really unexpected like a pandemic.
Mm.
So crash is the first one. The other one is people are looking for a big interest rate downturn. Again, I don't see that coming. Maybe minor interest rate changes, certainly up to the end of the year.
Mm.
And the other thing is huge price increases. Mm. Some people are saying, let's hold on to my house because next year it could go up 11%. Well, the predictions are now that we're looking to have a similar increase this year to what we had last year. So if you sell your house next year, you're going to get a little bit more money for it, but it's not going to be a great deal.
Mm. You know, one thing that I feel like I learned from JR and in talking to him, and I'm hearing it echoed in what you're saying here, David, is so much as we, and I don't mean this in a rushing sense or, oh, you got to act right this second as I'm speaking kind of thing, but it really does feel like when it comes to selling your home, it is a you got to hit on the moment. You really, this is the right time. Do it at this time. Hit when it feels right for you as a homeowner, and you are comfortable with that, and the industry is telling you that this is a good time. That feels like all things are all checked boxes. Yes, and if you're kind of on the fence about that, just reach out to the good team at Coldwell Banker. There's no harm in asking questions. There's no harm in asking, you know, hey, I'm kind of curious. I'm on the fence about maybe selling. Reach out, ask those questions. They love answering them.
Absolutely right. And Realtors will give you a valuation and a market analysis free of charge. You don't then have to put your house up for sale. You don't have to sign a contract to get that valuation. It's something that we like doing, and hopefully it'll help you in your decision-making process.
Mm. David, is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
I think we've covered everything. Thank you very much, James.
Good. Very good. I do want to mention again how much we've appreciated our relationship with Coldwell Banker Sierra Realtors, and over the years being able to work with JR and Lindsay Lease recently, and now we're going to get a chance to work with you. We're really appreciated. While this is a business relationship between us and everything, at Coldwell Banker and WFHR, keep in mind that neither of our industries survive. We're both in reputation industries. And the reason that WFHR has been around 80 plus years, the reason Coldwell Banker's been in this area for decades and everything, is because they treat this community right. The reputation is right. David and I aren't here without that. So I greatly appreciate that and respect that out of you and your team and everybody over there at Coldwell Banker, the work that JR and his father did. And we certainly want to continue that and looking forward to it. So appreciate the time, David. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Well, they can certainly contact me on my Facebook page. I have a special Facebook page, David Farnborough Realtor. They can contact me on there, or they can just go to the Coldwell Banker website and mm-hmm. look me up there, or they can give me a call.
Excellent. Coldwellbanker.com is that website. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And David, looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thanks very much, James.
Thank you. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.